The health care bill promises to change the landscape for a lot of American businesses. Insurance companies, drug makers, hospitals, and medical equipment manufacturers all had a huge stake in the passage of the bill. Although many will now face higher taxes and more regulation, there's also a big upside, millions of new customers. NPR's Jim Zaroli has more.
For more than a year, healthcare companies have closely watched the debate in Washington, trying to figure out what it might mean for the industry. Dan Mendelsohn is CEO of Avalere Health, which advises companies about healthcare policy.
There have been so many iterations of this, it's been hard to follow. I mean, the good news right now is that the die has been cast, and these companies can move on and try to plan strategy.
And Mendelsohn says for most companies, the bill approved Sunday night is neither very good nor very bad.
Across each of the different segments, there are pieces that will be good and pieces that will be more challenging.
On the plus side, the bill will bring as many as 30 million new paying customers into the healthcare system. Many small businesses that don't now provide healthcare coverage will be required to do so, and they'll be given tax credits to make it easier. That has enormous implications for drug makers, hospitals, nursing home companies, the companies that make defibrillators and artificial joints. Jeffrey Kleintop, chief market strategist for LPL Financial, says a lot of these companies have been struggling to expand their customer base. Now, almost overnight, it's been done for them.
Historically, the key for these industries really hasn't been pricing. A lot of these companies just don't make their money on jacking up prices each year. On average, their prices stay relatively flat. It's really all about volume.
Kleintop notes that a huge percentage of prescriptions never get filled in the United States each year because patients can't afford them. Now they can. In fact, drug makers have a lot to gain from the bill.
They're going to get a new base of customers they don't have today. And a third party, in most part, will be picking up the tab for brand drugs, and that will lead to a nice new source of revenue.
That's Edward Kaplan of the Siegel Company, a human resources consulting firm. There is a downside for drug companies. They'll have to pay big fees, and there will be new restrictions on how much they can charge for their products. But on balance, they'll probably come out ahead, which is why the pharmaceutical industry was a supporter of the bill. The picture is also mixed for insurance companies. Although President Obama and other Democrats railed against the insurance industry in the run-up to the vote, Kaplan says insurance companies will see some benefits from the bill.
I think most of the insurance companies will see, you know, 10% increase in potential market share without a lot of excessive regulation.
But there will be new regulations. Policies will be sold on state-supervised marketplaces called exchanges. And there will be restrictions on the premiums that insurers can charge and new requirements that they accept customers with pre-existing medical conditions. Insurers will face new excise taxes. But Kaplan believes insurance companies will be able to adjust over the long haul.
The reality is, you know, these insurance companies have a way of understanding risk and measuring risk and passing on that risk to the market.
But some insurance companies are likely to have a tougher time than others. Among those most affected are those in the Medicare Advantage program. Funding for the program will be cut, which could push up costs, making it less attractive to the senior citizens it serves. But on balance, insurance companies, like the healthcare industry as a whole, have survived the healthcare bill in much better shape than they feared. Now they have to figure out how to adjust to the new world. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.